Hello and welcome to the very first Dear Kev of the new year. Are you still alive? I hope you are if you're watching this. If you're dead, still subscribe because I need those views, living or not. This episode is sponsored by Faith Merch. As you can see, I'm wearing this. Move out of the way, Mike. Available now, kevonstage.com. If you haven't watched the show before, this is where I give the best, worst advice on the planet. Please do not take me seriously. Y'all be deeming me like, Gib, but what about the seriousness? This ain't that. This is purely for entertainment value only. If you want to submit a question, do so at dearkev@kevonstage.com. How about we get into the first question? Dear Kev, I'm a saved Christian man who's in a saved Christian family. Recently, I've had feelings for a stripper in L.A., and I'm in Atlanta. I've never been to a strip club. I don't even like them, but I like her. I've written a song for her called That's How I Got Her Number. I've sent her encouraging messages when she needed, and I want her to be better and give her life to Christ. Recently, I asked her if I could take her to her two favorite places, a certain restaurant and Disneyland. Made a whole speech about love. Stories, it was so good it could have been written into a romance movie starring Will Smith. But she left me on read and stopped texting. Should I just give up or not? You know, the songwriter said, I'm in love with a stripper and she rock and she roll and she rolling. I'm in love. It's funny. A lot of people fall in love with strippers. Oh my gosh, I've got to take my glasses off. You're not the first man to fall in love with a stripper. However, usually they go to the strip club and then fall in love with the strippers. You didn't even get a chance to meet her at her workplace. You saw her at McDonald's and was like, man, I love you. Can I buy you McFlurry or something like that? I love that you said you wrote her encouraging words and you want her to give your life to Christ. Why she can't be a Christian stripper? She could twerk to gospel music. We fall down, bop, bop, but we get up, bow, bow, bow. You think Meg Thee Stallion don't twerk the gospel if it's on the playlist? Twerking don't stop for the Lord. If you can twerk to that, you can twerk to this. There's up-tempo gospel music. Could you be a Christian stripper? I assume you could. I assume you could. She's just at work. What's the difference between stripping and working at McDonald's? One's flipping patties, the other's flipping cakes. It ain't really no difference. She clock in, clock out. If you tithe off of stripper money, are you wrong? Does the building fund still get met if the offering's all in dollar bills? You wrote her a song called That's How I Got Her Number. And you sent her encouraging messages. Listen. I'm going to just call her Diamond because that was a stripper name in Player Club. Listen, Diamond, God's got a plan for your life. Amen. Listen. You've been on that pole. My God. Sliding down. But God wants you to slide on up to glory. I want you to climb the pole to eternity. Huh? You think they're going to be twerking in heaven? I assure you not. Think they're going to be twerking in hell? Probably so. Where would you want to twerk? In AC of the pearly gates? Or the fire and brimstone of hell? Come on now, daughter. Cover up them cakes and come on in. Come on in the room. The fact that you got left on read by a stripper is not surprising. Listen, a lot of people don't know this. Strippers' main ability isn't their dancing. It isn't their sexiness. It's that they can spot a mark from a mile away. They can read men in the crowd and look at them and say, oh, this one's good for money. This one I can make him fall in love with me. This one I can do this. This one's trash. He's gonna take all my time and not tip. Their best skill is they can read the defense. They're Tom Brady's, if you will. So she saw you, she probably saw you were broke. You weren't going to be of any value to her. And after you encouraged her in the Lord, she went on a twerk somewhere else. So don't feel bad. The wiles of the stripper, they're no match for the common man. Especially a Christian man, you've been saved your whole life. Yeah, what you going to do with a stripper? You ain't going to know what to do with all that, huh? You know, amen. I'm feeling something I never felt before. Could you stop? You ain't going to know what to do with that. Come on, bless your heart. Bless your heart, son. Amen. Bless your heart. Dear Kev, I'm married, but I haven't had sex in a whole year. This is what happened. My husband cheated on me by taking another female out on a date and kissing her. Mwah. Took me a while to forgive him, but I did. Well, a year later, those same thoughts of him cheating on me came to mind, and I began to seek out not one, not two, not three, but four guys. And I basically entertained them with conversation, and two of them, it was sexual conversation. But then I felt bad and stopped, and even told my husband about what I did. Well, in his mind, I pretty much became a whore that had sex with four guys, and ever since then, he hasn't wanted to have sex with me. That's classic, men. I kissed a woman, but you talked to a man? You talked to a man? Away with you. To him, he said, I might as well have had sex with them. He says he forgives me, but after a whole year, we still haven't had sex, and he constantly reminds me of what I did. Also, I know he isn't having sex with anyone else because that's what he said, or that's what he told me. I don't have a feeling he is, and I've constantly seen that he watches inappropriate things on his telephone machine, and he self-pleases. Also, even when we're having sex, it was only like once a month, maybe twice, because if he gets mad, he withholds sex from me. I just want to have the butt with my husband. What should I do? This is why the songwriter said, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I'm not surprised. Men are trash. We take everything too far. We could do, your husband could have had sex with 700 women, and you kissed a man on the cheek. You're the bad guy. That's how we are. We're ridiculous. We're dramatic, especially when it comes to matters of the heart and matters of the butt. But even when we're sick, you know, my wife's sick. She doesn't even stop moving. She had walking pneumonia one day, and she was running, even with walking pneumonia. And I sneezed one time. I got tissue stuck up both my nostrils. It's a whole thing. I'm just going to milk the whole situation. Here's what I want to tell you. This might not work out. I hate to be the bearer of true news, but men, we're emotionally fragile little babies. You know, you take a toy away from a baby that they took away from another baby, they freak out. They forget they stole it first. Well, it was mine now. And that's us. We're just big honking idiots. I don't know why you deal with us. I'm surprised every day when I wake up and look over, my wife's still there. I'll be like, wow, look at God. Because I don't know what she sees in me. Liz. Clever. What should you do? Here's what you do. You have sex with those four men. If he's going to think that you did it anyway, go on and do it. You understand me? If you're going to be in trouble with your husband, then be in trouble for something you really did. Huh? Don't be in trouble for something you didn't do. If you're already being accused of it, might as well do it. You told him, you just talked to them. You might as well have sex. Okay, then how about I do have sex with them? Oh, well, shoot, that's not what I was saying. All right, then shut up. So in my estimation, go on and have a little sex with them. Just a little bit. Just that much. Just that much of the sex. Not a full sex. That's full sex. You have, just have like 7 snaps of sex. And that should be enough. You know, because you know what? It's a shame. Men, we don't have good emotional skills. We don't have good coping skills. We don't have a lot of skills. And we could get some if we visited Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. With thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life so you can move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. You can learn and grow with short classes that fit your busy routine. I'm very busy, and I be learning skills on Skillshare. I'm getting pretty good at design. I've been focusing on design for a couple months with Skillshare. I'm getting pretty good, and I'm about to put my merch person out of business. My designer, I'd be paying $250 a design. I'm about to pay $0 because I'm learning on Skillshare. Skillshare is a proud sponsor of Dear Kev on Stage. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/dear and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear. That's Skillshare.com/dear. Next question. Mr. Fredericks, hello.
A year ago, I entered into a relationship with a man over Tinder. He's a funny and outgoing guy, and we've been in a relationship ever since. Though I have previously told him that I am planning on saving myself from marriage, he still persists on having the sets. Granted, my clown self sent him nudes about a month into our relationship, so I see why he may be persistent. You send him that thing, he gonna want that thing. Amen? Shockingly, he recently told me that he's okay with not having sex until marriage, but then he wants a compromise. The compromise is he came up with basically that he would have no penetrative sex, but that he would make a meal of my posterior. I'm actually quite unsure about this as I've never been interested in having my buttocks eaten, and I felt that it could lead to other things as well. Do you think I should go through with this compromise? Should I break up with him and move on? If I break up with him, do you think he will put my nudes online? Woo! Always in a rush to send the butt. Now he's in a rush to eat the butt. First things first. Don't send nudes unless you're married to a comedian who's about to go on tour and he needs those nudes to, you know, protect himself from the wiles of the enemy. Only send nudes to your husband who never had a beard, but then the Lord took his hairline and like 2 years later he was able to grow a beard. If you're not in that situation, don't send nudes. Only send nudes if you host a podcast called Dear Kev on Stage, Righteous and Ratchet, and The Love Hour. If you have those three podcasts, then send nudes. Other than that, don't take pictures of your butt. Here's the thing. Licking of the butt is still sex. Okay? You can't, when you say I'm saving myself for marriage, that's your whole self. Not just the front, and it's the back too. Your butt's a part of your body. You're like, oh, I saved my front. I saved my cooch. I ain't saved my butt, though. My butt, I gave that up about 2020. He had them in that butt. That cooch ain't been touched yet. Nah, you got to understand sex is sex. In some ways, I would venture to say it's a little bit more intimate to have somebody eating your butt than penetrative sex. What'd you have for dinner? Oh, I know. What was that, greens? Yeah, greens, hot sauce. That was 3 tablespoons of hot sauce. That's a lot of hot sauce. You generally go 2 tablespoons. You went 3 tablespoons of hot sauce? Woo, doggy girl. You know you got to slow down on your sodium intake. I would never recommend to send the nudes unless the above, you know, factors have been, you know, factored in. Anytime you send nudes, you're at risk of having them published online. Revenge porn is a crime in a lot of states, but people still do it. I just want you to know that if you're letting him eat your butt, more than likely it's going to end up with more other different sexes. It's just not going to stop. You know how close the butt is to the other holes? Very close. They're in the same neighborhood. They're next door neighbors. They're knock on the door. You got some sugar? Oh, yeah. I was just over at Butt's house. I wanted to see if Cooch was home. They're right next door. It's going to be hard. You might be turned on. It's a lot. You just can't do that. And that's also kind of weird to just go straight into that. Like, hey, I'm here. All right, well, butt time. You're asking for a lot. So, A, don't send your nudes no more. B, don't let him eat your butt. C, yourself into a better you in 2020. Nobody can publish nudes if you don't send them. Amen. Dear Kev, my husband has started this detox program to help him lose weight. The problem is it has him on the toilet for 30 to 45 minutes at a time. I'm pregnant and I'm constantly having to go to the bathroom, and waiting that long is torture. Plus, hearing what sounds like fireworks going off in the bathroom makes me sick to my stomach. What can I do to avoid possibly throwing up while my husband destroys the bathroom? Listen, I understand. I truly do. I am currently on, what's today, January 6th, that we shoot this. I'm currently on my third day of healthy eating. I've got water. I've got Greg behind the camera. I've been logging everything I eat. Egg whites. No butter on your toast. Just eat it. I don't care if it tastes like cardboard. You want to be fat your whole life? That's what it sounds like to me, even though he doesn't say that stuff. Tell your husband you love him the way he is, and he don't have to detox nothing. Let him be tox. He don't have to detox. Let him be fully tox, and at least until you have the baby. Tell him that it's okay for him to have the same baby weight that you have. My wife got pregnant, and, you know, in concert with her to support her, I gained baby weight with her. Okay, both times. Okay, she gained about 20, 25 pounds. I gained about 30 just so she didn't feel bad. Okay, but then I kept mine on. So I went from 200 to 30 with Zay Zay. Then with Joe, I went from 230 about 260 in support of my wife. Now, the only problem is she went back to her original weight. But to show her how much I cared about her, I kept my weight. I've been 260 a good 5-6 years. JoJo's 11. Okay. So I just, you know, I understand what your husband was going through, you know, and part of the society is we're in an anti-fat society. We need to stop shaming the fat people. Fat should not be a pejorative term. Pejorative. Hey Siri, what does pejorative mean?
As an adjective, it means expressing contempt or disapproval.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nah,
Siri, enough out of you. Pejorative meaning an insult. Fat should just be a descriptive, like Kevin is tall, Josh is short, Greg is bald, Kevin is fat. See, when I said fat again, your guys were like, ha ha. But it shouldn't be a pejorative term. It should just be a descriptive term. And then people like me wouldn't be pejoratively insulted. And neither would your husband. And then the bathroom will be freed up to you. Also, sometimes I go to the bathroom for a long time because it's the only place I can have where my kids don't come and bother me. That was true. I said enough out of you.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Could you please?
Oh my gosh, girl, shut up. So the answer is love your husband. Give him words of affirmation. Let him know that if he's big, that's no problem with you. You can sleep just fine with his body the way it is. And you can sleep just fine because you're going to be sleeping on a purple mattress. Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam that you're probably used to. Purple feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling very much comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. You right now can get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty. And you get free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and mattress removal. Listen, we went to Japan, and before that, we stayed at the Ritz in L.A. for 2 days. It was my Christmas gift to my family, and plus, we didn't have no Christmas tree or that much gifts, so we just didn't want to wake up in our same house. And then we went to Japan, and we stayed in the Westin in Tokyo. We stayed at the Conrad in Tokyo. I mean, some of the best hotels in the world. And you know what? None of those beds felt as good as my bed at home because I have a purple mattress, and I sleep the best. And I want you to sleep as good as me. You're going to love Purple. Right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's D-E-A-R to 84888. Dear Kev, I'm a college student. I told my professor I got pregnant so she could give me an extension on a paper. The sick part is I have a class for her next semester, but I'm not really pregnant. What am I supposed to say when I show with no baby bump? Thanks. You better get to pregnancy. You better find someone to pregnate you and be a woman of your word. Why would you choose a lie that's provable? Just choose a lie that you can't prove. Say you had gingivitis, severe gingivitis. People be like, man, what? Tell her you had STD. You had chronic encephaloplot. Like, well, isn't that a fish or something? Like, no, it's a new STD, and it was chronic, and my, you know, everything was all beat up. Okay, it was all swollen, and then, like, the more visuals you get, people are going to be like, oh, girl, it bumps and pus, and it's just the visuals are going to throw people off. Oh, bumps and pus, and oh, okay. You know, people feel bad for you with the lie. Pregnancy is a disprovable lie. If you say I'm pregnant and then you're not pregnant, you're not pregnant. Or saying you're not pregnant when you are, eventually that's going to be determined to be a lie. So, get pregnant or drop out of college. It's your only choice. Because even if you drop her class, she might see you around and she's going to know you're a liar. She's going to go retroactively and give you a bad grade. Wait, if you already passed that class, who cares? Look at her and say, I lied. You can't go back to somebody's transcript and fix their grade if you found out they lied, can you? I don't know either. I don't know. I ain't in college no more. That ain't my problem. Good luck. Dear Kev, my fiance and I are deeply in love and plan to get married in a year. However, he has only one flaw that pains me every day. He's friends with his ex-fiance who grew up with him in his home country, and it makes a point to talk to her every day. She cheated and had a baby by someone else. I wasn't aware he keeps in contact with the ex until we moved in together in July. He went to work and forgot his phone one day and got 5 missed calls from a foreign unsaved number. I let him know and asked him who it was, and he told me it was his ex. Ever since then, I monitor their conversation and also discovered that he watches porn. I had a very bad porn addiction from 8 to 18, which he knows, so I was hurt to find out he was doing something he said he wouldn't do anymore out of respect for my past. I never brought up porn, but I still silently check his history and calculate when he watches because sometimes he won't have sex with me and it upsets me. We had 2 major arguments about him talking to the ex and the inappropriate things she says to him, but he insists that he isn't doing anything wrong. He told me he won't throw away a lifelong friendship and that he can't control his feelings for her. I'm sorry, he can't control her feelings for him and what she says. But why allow all this if you don't entertain what she's implying? When I told him to stop talking to her, he refused and asked me if I was going to pick up the slack and talk to him as much as she does. I booked a flight and made living work accommodations in my hometown to take a break from him after one of the fights, but he begged me to stay and apologize. I didn't want to leave him. I want to marry him and have him love only me. I stayed, but nothing has changed. For the past 4 months, I have suffered in silence every day, still monitoring his phone unbeknownst to him. Sometimes I'm just hurt and frustrated at him, and I can't tell, and he can't tell in my face, but I can't tell him what's wrong because I don't want to argue. How do I get him to cut communication with his ex once and for all? You break up with him, and then you become his ex. Since he don't want to talk to exes so bad, maybe you need to be his ex, and then he'll talk to you. Obviously, him being in a relationship with the current version of you, he's not locked that. He wants to talk to old flames. So cheat on him, have a baby with someone else, then hit him back up with the baby and watch him fall back in love with you. Like, oh, snap, this is exactly what I needed. I needed the pain and heartbreak. I needed to feel the way she made me feel. Now he's going to be in competition. Who do I talk to? Both my exes cheated on me and had a baby with someone else. Now I don't know who's who and what's what. And then he'll love you again. Don't marry him first. No, hurt him. Put him through the ringer. Have a baby by another man who's trash, who just wants to borrow your car and play PlayStation. He doesn't want to be an active part of the baby's life. Have a baby by that guy, okay? And then you'll be fine because he'll fall in love with you. This is the best advice I've ever given anyone and the most succinct. That's all I have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Dear Kev. We're here every Friday on YouTube and Facebook and wherever podcasts are found. If you want to submit a question, do so at DearKev@KevOnStage.com, and we'll see you next week.